Hey there. Today I want to do something a little different with you. Oh, I know you want to masturbate so hard to some Gone Wild audio girl telling you she's a swamp lady or a vampire girl or a best friend or something. But sorry, that's so passé, baby. No. Today, I want to do something a little less X-rated. You heard me right. Sounds boring, huh? Yeah, I thought so. But why don't you do what I say anyway, Please? I mean, I'm already in your head anyway, right? So go on, be a dear, and do something for me, would you? Just one little thing? Get up YouTube and type in ASMR Fashion Haul. That's ASMR. Not Bikini Haul, not Lingerie Haul. Just a normal one. Very safe for work. Good boy. Come on, don't pull your pants down yet, though. Unless you already have. God, this is so confusing sometimes. Can you imagine what it's like for me on my end? I have no idea what you might actually do. I've got all these things to anticipate. Ugh, it's just not fair. Well, anyway, don't click on any video yet. Just scroll down and have a look. There's a good boy. Stroke yourself lightly over your pants. And if your pants are at your ankles, then pull them fucking up. Would you, sweetie? Boys today, no manners. Go on, look at your options. Stroke over your pants and scroll like they're porn stars, and you're picking your favorite category. Good boy. So patient. So obedient. Now, let me explain to you why I want you to do a normal fashion haul. Have you ever wondered why it was so much hotter to see something skimpy in a PC film rather than a porno? Right? I mean, with porn, they're naked and wanting you and full on already. But if it's, I don't know, a little taboo maybe? That one girl on that sitcom you're crushing on when you're a kid and all of a sudden, it's Christmas! This was a family sitcom! But now she's wearing this dress and she has that cleavage and oh my word, next thing you know. Are you hard yet? Well, rub faster. Come on, chop chop. I'm so impatient. And you've picked one, right? You didn't click on it already, did you? No. You have to at least check the second page first. Do it for me. I just want to make sure you're not missing out on anything life-changing. Pant wetting. You boys, always so quick to get to it. Would you like to know why I want it to be ASMR and not just a regular fashion haul, Well, it's so when you do click on it, it makes sure that they're speaking quieter than me, see? Or you could just mute it. Up to you. I think it's kind of hot, the thought of both of us in your ears personally, but it might just be a little too sensory overload. I don't mind either way. I can share those beautiful ears. I'm pretty sure I'll have all your attention anyway. Now, tell me, while you're stroking your cock to some poor, unsuspecting girl. Just what is it that makes it so hot, huh? We must figure this out. Maybe it's that they're just so innocent, sitting there in their pre-recorded state, stuck in some box for you to do with as you will, as often as you want. Maybe it's that they're real, that they weren't signing up for this. They just wanted to make a helpful fashion video for their girlfriends. But you had to open it up and get all horny, all objectifying. You naughty boy, you. Are you hard now, baby? You better be. 'Cause I'm pretty fucking wet. I'll allow you to stroke your cock now. But make sure you're looking at her face while you do it, baby. Come on, like, oh my gosh. Treat her like a lady. Her eyes are all the way up there. Does your cock feel nice in your hand? You probably expect me to say start slow, huh? Or spit on it. No, no, no. Come on, baby. I don't want you to have to clean up and feel all bad. And I don't want you to get soft on me. So stroke hard and fast. Go on, punk your little cock like she's watching, like she's in your room reviewing clothes. Do you really think those girls don't know what they're in for? I'm sorry if this ruins it for you, baby, but if she's got cleavage on the thumbnail, then I think your little innocent princess is a little slut, a little cam whore with less honesty. A gone wild girl without the voice. Or maybe you prefer hers, Maybe you wish she'd whisper in your ear, like me. Just accidentally let out a little, would you like her to suddenly look right at the camera? Tell you to jerk off for her. Oh, I'm sorry, baby, but I'm the next best thing. Go to a part of the video where she's showing her ass. Is it better than her tits? Which do you like better, her ass, her tits, or her face? Or her legs? I mean, fuck, some of those girls really work out. Yeah, I'm getting so wet, baby. I want you to know that while you rub your little cock, that poor, poor, sweet girl, whoever she is, I want you to look at her. I want you to look at her and think about her room and how her parents probably warned her about guys like you. And I want you to stroke harder. Fuck it, get to the edge. Go on. And no more flicking through. I want you to jerk it to whatever she's doing, whether it's her face or some god-awful dress someone paid her to wear. You know, most of them are things they got sent, right? Ugh, talk about standards. Whoring themselves out for a few bucks. Oh, keep stroking it, baby. I didn't tell you to stop. There's a good boy. Good boy. Do you like that, Do you like me calling you a good boy? Good boy. You're doing so well at stroking your cock. Now, I'm gonna assume you didn't pussy out on me and you actually managed to get to the edge without coming. So now I want you to get back there and hard. And just watch her. Listen to her if you still are, or not if you just hate their fucking voice. But maybe I'm so happy that you prefer mine, or maybe you really will do anything I say. Are you on the edge yet? Go on. Get farther. All the way. But no coming. Just edge to her beautiful face and stay there. Go on. But I'm so fucking close, baby, and you have no idea. I'm fucking dripping and rubbing all over my pillow. Are you picturing me? Or do you just want her? You can say, it's all right. I won't be offended. She's super fucking hot. You have good taste, but then again, I would say that, wouldn't I? Because I want you to feel good. Like a good boy. Because you deserve this. You deserve to be such a bad boy for a little while to jerk off over some poor little defenseless dressed-up little girl twirling in her room and talking about clothes. Like, how can you even masturbate to this? I'll never understand guys. Oh, stroke that bit under your head, baby. You know that place you like? Just with your finger. Come on. Just brush over it a little, getting yourself back to the edge. Good boy. Good boy. Now, when I say I want you to blow your fucking load, okay? I want you to blow your sticky load all over yourself while she's reviewing those pretty clothes. And I want you to pick the most innocent ones. Mm-hmm. Go to whichever ones look the least slutty. Because hell, she's probably wearing them somewhere right now. So unsuspecting, out with her friends, pining for a guy. Stroke. And I'm going to count down from 10. And if it cuts away, then it cuts away. And you're going to have to come to her face like a good little boy. Do you hear me? Hmm? 10, 9, 8, 7. Get to the edge, baby. Come on. I want it to be a nice, sticky, creamy load for you. For her. 6, 5, 4, 3, 3.5, 2, and 1. Come all over yourself. Go on, baby boy. Come all over your stomach. Come all over to that poor girl's face. Aw, look. Look at that mess. Look at what a big fucking mess you made. Are you happy? Are you happier now that you've taken one step into depravity? Well, it's okay, baby. You know why? Because you're a good boy. Because you're my good boy. No, don't close it! I know, but not yet. Just watch her a little while longer. See how cute she looks. How regretful you feel. Aww. Good boy.